Welcome to episode 7 of Sancocho for the Soul. This is Alex.
And Laura.
And today we have a special guest.
I'm here.
So for those that don't know, Amir is Laura's husband. And he always has a lot to say.
Yes.
And he has to voice his opinion about my life all the time.
Yes.
So, Amir.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome.
Are you nervous?
I have stage fright.
Well, he didn't have stage fright when he was reenacting Cleo.
Miss Cleo.
How's Miss Cleo go?
Call me something. What'd she say? Call me?
Oh no, you forgot it?
You kept saying it!
Oh yeah, call me now! For a free reading.
No, never for free.
No, it's never for free.
Only the first 3 minutes.
How do you know that?
Did you call?
No, I looked it up.
Did you get money back from the psychic network?
No, I
didn't. You don't have to be recognized as a psychic, like they put you through a test. There's like a group. I have no idea.
I didn't take the test.
You need to be certified?
It's like a wizard congregation.
I didn't go through the sorting hat yet, so I don't know what the test is like, but I'll let you know if I ever take it.
Yeah, but you're sworn to secrecy or something.
Yeah. It's like fucking
you can't let anybody know what
this Lilydale. Have you ever heard of that? It's like a town in upstate New York, and like it's full of like psychics and mediums, and they all live in like an enclosed town, and it opens
like Midget Town in Edgewater.
Oh my God!
No, that's not politically correct,
Alex.
That is a town, though.
Yes, just like that. But it's all psychics.
I'm sorry, I wasn't politically correct, but that's what growing up, that's what they used to call it. Laura wants to die right now.
It was a town of little people in Edgewater.
A town of little people. There was a town of little people.
So are you visiting?
Yeah, you want to go to Lilydale this summer?
How far is this?
It's like an hour and a half.
Oh, we could do that. I'm inviting myself.
No,
road trip.
No, we can stay there. Like they have Airbnb.
No, that scares me.
What do you mean?
We're gonna stay.
You got me. I'll protect you.
You gonna put people in the box?
If I have to. If I have to, I mean, no, but seriously, we should go.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay. You wanna know what they have to say?
Me? Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready. Well, clearly. Amir usually has a lot to say, but not right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, what is it? He's so quiet.
Yeah, why are you so quiet?
Because the microphone is on. He doesn't know how to talk.
Just observing.
Something you never do. You're usually, there in the mouth.
Just observing.
What are you observing?
The atmosphere.
What do you mean?
Okay, well, what are we talking about today? We're giving Alex advice.
They're ganging up on me today.
About relationships and dating.
Yes.
So what is your most important piece of advice for someone?
Number one, to use your intuition.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that, but I have good credit. That's what he would have said if the microphone wasn't on.
Oh.
So use your intuition?
Yes, you need to use your intuition.
Okay. You know there's no camera looking at us, right?
This is your intuition.
How do you?
What does that even mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
That means like, what do I say?
Like when you went out with Laura, right? Did you know off the bat, like that's it, like this is it, or were you like, she's cool, but
she's cool.
Damn.
It's
me. It's my aura, Tebby.
I knew she was a good person. You could tell.
Yeah,
how
course.
They come off. And
did you know you were gonna marry me after we started dating?
Yes, I did.
How long after?
That's a lot of pressure.
Jesus. I would say maybe about a week or so.
A week?
Yeah,
shut up!
It took me.
I had to get to know her.
well, for me, like, 2 weeks later, I told one of my friends that I was going to marry him, and I had only known him for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Our first date was 8 hours.
Yeah, we went to Starbucks.
And then Dunkin' Donuts and sushi.
And then she was like, hey, you want to do after hour party? I'm like, sure.
Where the fuck is the after hour party? In your house?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we just kicked back, relaxed.
Laura's mom, I'm sorry.
We gaze in each other's eyes.
Oh, I'm sure.
We did like a Drake song. We went for sushi first.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah, sushi is like an aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
That's why you went to the after hour party.
Yeah. But it was like that's not even part of the 8 hours. Because we went for sushi. Then we went to Starbucks. Then they kicked us out of Starbucks because they were closing.
Right.
Then we went to Dunkin' Donuts because it was 24 hours.
Right, and then we were just chilling in front of your house.
For like 45 minutes.
Yeah, we were just talking.
And then finally you invited him up?
Yeah.
She was like, you just want to come up and hang out?
Please, I wish you guys could see him.
Oh my God.
And then what did you say? You were like, sure. Or you're like, I don't want to seem easy. Oh, shit!
You broke the mic.
I broke the mic. We got excited.
You broke the mic, bro.
Damn, and that was the end of it?
Yeah.
And that was our first date.
Yeah.
We even took pictures. I have pictures from our first date.
Yeah, it was cool.
We had to know each other. Take pictures of a date.
I don't know.
To each other.
When you go on dates with someone for the first time, you take pictures with them?
Only once. No, twice.
Only if you really like them.
Yeah, you're right. Only if you really like them.
Yeah, like,
you gotta have chemistry, good chemistry together.
Yeah.
You know how you look at each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about wonderful things.
I just think you need good conversation. If you have good conversation.
Yes. You need good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be so shy.
Why are you looking at me telling me not to be shy? I'm not dating
anybody.
I'm just
saying people get shy when they don't know each other.
I'm not going on dates anymore.
They try to figure out what to talk about.
I guess she's saying, look at me, because I'm the one that needs the insight, not her. She's taken, clearly.
Yeah. You just gotta just go with the flow. Let things come natural.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean.
No, I agree.
Let things come natural and, you can sense when somebody's, like I said, intuition. You can sense if someone is just there to bang you and orangutan you. Or
orangutan you! No, but you know.
You got to use your intuition. If the person is someone that you can see past the first date.
The first date.
No, yeah, but a lot of it is not. It's not like, do you think somebody's just going to bang you? Like, a lot of it's like, damn, do I like you enough to go past the first date?
Yeah. I don't personally like dating. I don't have time to remember people's birthdays.
No, Amir was like the king of dates. He dated so many people before we started going out.
How many dates, like, you think?
There was a couple. Some of them lied and said they weren't married, and I saw a ring. Engagement ring or whatever on their
finger.
And
they were online?
Yeah. Fucking weird, bro. Yeah. They lied.
I got it. He's like, they lied. They lied.
They lied.
It's worse. Dude, we really need to get a camera in this room so you can really see what goes on. It's worse when, like, you meet, whatever, I guess you meet online, right?
I didn't meet her online.
The library?
Everybody knows we met online.
No, we didn't.
Everybody.
I plead fifth, bro.
Everybody on the podcast knows that we
everybody
met
knows that you met online.
That was like.
What did you tell people originally?
That was like 6 episodes ago.
Yeah, you're late.
Obviously, you don't listen to our show.
You don't listen to our show?
I do. It's wonderful.
No, we haven't seen
it. He doesn't even know the name. He called it Sancocho in the soul. That's fucked up, Amir.
That is fucked up.
I don't even know what the fuck I was saying because you fucking sidetracked me.
I have no idea what you were saying. I mean, listen, my memory's shot. like it's gone. Bro, if I don't write shit down, I will not remember.
Bro, I was talking to Ari and I said September. She's like, what about September? I'm like, what? What the fuck am I talking?
Well, my sister texts me. She's like, Laura, she's like, we moved to DR when you to the US when you were 10. Not when you were 12. She's like, you need to go back and re-record all your podcasts.
Wow.
You're giving wrong information.
We're lying to the people.
So I apologize. I got here when I was 10, not 12.
Okay.
Amen.
So what's it like to be married to me?
That's a trick question.
That is a very trick question. What is it like?
Yes, what is it like?
It's a joy. It's heaven.
It's a joy.
Earth.
It's
heaven on earth.
No, you have to be honest.
I think that people who, well,
say
they
it.
Should, I mean,
they
well,
should all marry someone like you, Laura.
Trying to get brownie points.
What's with that laugh?
Why?
Like, I've never heard that shit before. What is that? That's a nervous laugh. I've never seen that before. He's never nervous.
I know.
He's usually like very like.
I think it's important to live with the person first before getting married. That way you know their habits.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, because a lot of people they meet each other for the first time, they get to know each other, and then two weeks later, do people actually
meet each other and don't live
yes.
with each other?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
People still do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. Name someone that did that.
Don't use names.
I have a friend.
Okay.
Greek.
Oh, yeah. We'll see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Their first time moving in together was after their honeymoon.
Right.
They're fucking nuts.
Yeah.
See?
Well, at least they liked each other.
Still married?
Yeah, they're still married.
Oh, okay.
They're lucky.
Yeah, I get a lot of questions saying, hey, how's the married life? Like
the same?
Yeah, it's the same, but they think because they've gone through whatever experience they've gone through that it's
well,
horrible.
That's because you and I are very different from other people.
Right. Well, we've known each other, and before we got married, we knew each other for a long time.
Yes.
And we lived together, and that's how you make it work.
Yes. We were together for 5 years.
Everything is timing.
Everything is, I mean, when you guys met, you were at a certain maturity level.
Yes, that too. Yeah. You never want the same things in life as well.
Yeah, but.
You need to be supportive of each other.
Yeah. Emotionally, physically. And spiritually.
This is what I live with all the time.
No, but you guys make it work.
That's right.
Amir really makes it work, though. I mean, Laura too, but Amir's a really nice guy. Like,
Amir's like really. He's very easy to get
along with, yeah.
Like, he doesn't have the RBF. Like, he doesn't give people dirty looks for, like, no reason.
He meets you and he's, like, your best friend.
Yeah.
He'll
give you, like, his shirt off his back.
Thank you so much.
Amir, look, it turned into, like, a praise hour for you.
Yeah, it's, like,
don't you feel
about
good
Amir.
About yourself?
Yeah, totally.
The podcast is going to be named All About Amir.
All About Amir. Get to know Amir.
Let's get to know Amir. I think we're going to have Amir on regularly.
Yeah, once in a while.
Yeah.
Maybe he won't be as nervous next time.
Yeah, seriously.
You're not even talking.
I'm listening to you. I'm listening to what you guys are saying.
But you haven't given me any advice. What you said is follow my intuition and
live together. Yeah, follow your intuition. You got to have trust and communication, most definitely.
That's what I'm
saying. Why? You have trust issues?
I have major trust issues.
Yeah.
That's so did I.
How did you change that? She had major trust issues. How did you work that?
You just be yourself and just
but
talk about things. Communicate with each other.
Yeah, in the beginning, though, it was rough.
Reinforcement.
In the beginning, it was rough.
Positive
reinforcement.
You
would be like,
but were
Look
you verbal
that's a
about
psychological
it?
Word.
No, I'm not.
I know you're not. That's why I'm
I'm
asking
not
you.
a verbal
So
person at all.
you didn't trust him and you kept that shit in because I'd be like, motherfucker.
Well,
See,
he
that's
knew
not alone.
because of the way that I was acting.
Yeah, so you gotta.
Like he's like, you gotta let the walls down.
Oh yeah, I've gotten that all the time.
Yeah.
And then eventually,
I don't know if you're worthy for me to put my wall down.
How long did it take for my walls to come down?
Maybe 48 hours.
Well, he was all up in the wall with his feet.
I got skills, kid.
Just saying.
You don't watch movies like Players Club and How
yeah,
to Lose a
yeah.
Pimp? I'm choking.
That's you?
I can't pimp.
No, not a bit.
Mr. Sharp in the house?
Oh my god.
Yep.
All right, well.
Yeah, so you just gotta, just believe. You gotta have faith in what the person says to you is true or not.
Yeah, but how do you do that? I don't have faith in nobody. I don't have
you
faith
gotta,
in
you
myself.
Just,
no, that's not true. That's not true. I'm just kidding.
You gotta have faith and trust, and just you gotta like figure out if they're bullshitting you or not. Because
so
people, there are people
think,
out there who try to impress people.
So do you think that you should go into a relationship trusting the person already that they're not gonna
you can trust
fuck
is
it up?
Earned?
Or you think that like the other person has to prove that they are
that,
trustworthy?
Yes, they have to prove. But
so how does a man prove to a woman that they're trustworthy?
By following through with their word.
Okay.
And what they say. Actions speak louder than words.
So, like, does that also mean
so
like,
if I tell you I'm going to call you, I'm going to call you. Or, like,
okay.
If I say to you, okay, I'll text you later, I'm going to text you. Now wait 6 days later. They're like, hey, hi, how are you? Like, everything's okay.
Got it.
Like, no games. Like, no bullshit games, like trying to play hard to catch. Why play hard to catch with somebody if you want to get to know somebody? If you
yeah, because you don't know where everybody's at, though. People are shady.
People like different things. What do you like?
What do I like?
Yeah.
From what? As far as what?
What do you like?
From what? What?
Chicken, rice.
I don't. I'm
vegan.
Hey, you. What? You're a fake vegan. Both of y'all are fake vegans. First of all.
No, I'm a vegan. I am.
No, you had egg at a diner. He went out and he had eggs at the diner.
And
Laura had Dominican cake.
It was really fucking good.
Chubby. I mean, love you. Love you.
He might not be married for too much longer.
This is all the time. I get abused.
Well,
so that would be my advice to you. Just go with the flow. Sense if they're a genuine person.
Just let me meet them first. I will tell you.
And look at their body language. Whether they look at you or like, you know, people who are into each other, they ask questions. You know, they act like they want to be
no, yeah,
there
act,
at that time.
Like they're interested.
Yeah, I asked
exactly.
Mia what his favorite color was on our first
she
date.
She was like, what's your favorite cartoon character? She said.
And what was it?
Batman!
So was mine.
Yeah.
Really?
And then I asked him what his favorite color was.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, like, we play, like, 20 questions.
Yeah, like we're in elementary school.
That's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you gotta do.
I don't know. I haven't gone out with somebody that I could do that with.
You'll meet someone.
You will. It takes
yeah,
time.
That's
yeah.
it?
And don't think about every person is the same based on your past experiences. You gotta take a leap of faith.
Are you talking about experience?
I'm being serious. You gotta take a leap of faith. Not everybody's the same. But there are good people out there. It's just a matter of finding them.
I know they're good people. I just want to like them.
Right. You got to be.
My problem is
you
that.
Be compatible.
My problem is not that they haven't met good people. Is that I have to, like, it's more than just. Them
yeah,
being
like, there
good.
Has to be, like, an attraction.
Right.
Yeah, I have to actually like
you
them.
You have to be physically attracted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, on all levels.
Clearly, I have problems with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's.
That I have problems with that?
No, I mean.
Well, no, I think. I mean, listen, dating sucks.
It does suck. And also, you got to look within yourself as well. Like, you don't want to come off like an asshole as well.
No, well, that's the thing. I'm self-reflective, and I know that there's some things I need to do with them.
Exactly.
In myself.
Exactly.
Because, you know, I've let the past mold me in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, like, I sometimes ruin it before it's even, like, something.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So, I get that.
Right.
But I think I'm a nice person.
No, you are a very nice person.
And I'm easy to get along with.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
For the most part. Right?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
She's single, holla back, guys. Woohoo!
I don't know if she should really date one of our listeners. Well, maybe one. He knows who he is.
I don't know who you are, but I guess you'll tell me.
Yeah.
I don't. When he's what? Ready and you're ready, I'm gonna hook you guys up.
Yeah. You can reach her at soundcultural.com.
No. No,
what the fuck is that? No, we don't own SoundCloud.com. Do not listen to Amir. Amir,
seriously.
Well, Amir, I don't know what's wrong with him. He's not opening up like he usually does.
No, like, I don't understand what's going on. Maybe we should have given you, like, some drinks or something.
Yeah, we should have had a little wine.
Yeah.
No, you don't drink.
Ooh, he does.
Wine? Why not?
Next episode.
No vodka, though. No hard liquor.
No, we'll have wine.
Next episode, we'll have wine, so Amir can open up.
Yeah, I'm actually concerned about the fact that you're not speaking.
Concerned?
Yes.
Well.
Do you have any more advice for Alex about dating? What about dating and then having a daughter? Like, how long do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, so look how long do you think is the right amount of time to wait before a woman with a child introduces a new man into that child's life?
I can't tell you a time because it depends on both people in the relationship wanting the same thing for the future. And then,
so basically, like, once people are ready to be
in a serious relationship
to each other,
yes, and not rush it, because then you don't want to hurt the child as well. You don't want to feel like you don't want to put the child at, like, oh my god, you're bringing another person in the life, or
yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
you don't want to make the child feel uncomfortable.
No, my concern is, like,
you want to protect her or him.
Yeah. Well, my concern is, like, that this. First, so I introduce someone in my child's life that my daughter actually gets along with, and I, like, involve them in my daughter's life, and then, like, something happens.
And
then it's not just, like, a breakup with me. It's, like, a breakup with my child. Like my child's already gone through enough with, like, her father not being in the picture that I don't necessarily think that I want to bring somebody else into my daughter's life.
I hear you want to protect her. Yeah, of course. That's natural.
So, I can't even keep a
serious. I can't even right now.
We need a camera!
I don't know who this person is tonight.
Honey, it's me.
Honey, it's me. No, but seriously, I mean.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring somebody in my daughter's life that, like, I'm not certain about, like...
Yeah, but I mean, once you're in a committed relationship, I mean...
Yeah.
Shitty things have to happen for you guys to break up. So, like, it would be,
cheating.
Like, cheating. Those things happen, just saying.
Cheating or lying.
Those things happen, too!
Yeah.
I need Reiki to forget. You know what I need?
I need Jesus.
I need that thing from Men in Black.
Yeah.
The ding. Here. You gonna do that?
It's a wand.
Ding. That looks like a penis. Looks like a vibrant. Were you an altar boy?
He was. He went to Catholic.
You were. Hallelujah. Bro, we're gonna get, like, reports of that. FCC or whoever over
Really? We're a mess today.
This is a selenite wand, and
it makes you forget.
It recharges your energy.
Yes.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. So I think that's the guy has to accept your package, and your package is the labor. Why are you looking at me like that?
Just listening.
He has to accept your package. Yeah. And if they can't, goodbye.
Listen, my package was very hard to get along with in the beginning.
I bought her a goddamn hamster and she loved it.
A hamster?
A hamster.
Well, those things smell.
I said no, and then he came home with the hamster.
And she loved it.
She loved it.
And then I was like, you were in.
And then I lied to her, told her I was going to take her to Hawaii.
Oh, she's still waiting for that! She's still waiting for Hawaii! That's
poor girl, Honolulu.
Okay, there's no lying. I got hives. She gave me the fucking hives.
It's because it's like mental.
Yeah, you're mental. I mean,
reasons why I'm single. No, I actually, somebody asked me today if they could marry me.
Somebody proposed.
And my advice to you is don't waste your time on silly people.
Really?
Yes.
But he's like really looking at you like
a very intense. He's trying to get
into
my soul.
Waste your time on silly people that you do not see a future with. Don't waste your time. Why? Why waste your time?
Right. Why waste my
time? Why waste your time? Perhaps maybe we feel alone. I'm just speaking in general. Perhaps we feel alone at times or we want companionship. But don't settle for less. Do your thing, girl.
Oh, my God.
He's speaking in general, people. In general.
Don't waste your time. Because there's people out there who, you know.
The people out there want. Yeah, some people. What's the saying? Here we go again with the sayings.
She's making one up.
There are people that there are people that free their time. There are people that don't have time for you, but there are people that free their time for you. Is that how it goes?
I have no idea what
the fuck you're talking about. What the hell are you talking about?
There's a saying that says, there are people that don't have free time for you, but there are people that free their time for you.
She just made that up.
Yes.
I know my listeners know what I'm talking about. I know. All right. Well, yes, you're right. I need to.
Don't waste time. Time is valuable.
Time is valuable.
And our lives are valuable. So.
Yeah, but then.
Why be with somebody who you feel like they're just not into you? Isn't that like a song?
That's a book. They're just not that into you.
Yeah. I read it.
I read that book
before Amir.
They're just not they're just not into you. Because if they were into you, they would have pursued it. Actually speak louder than words.
Listen, I wrote.
And sometimes we get blindsided. We get blinded.
I wished I wrote everything down in a little piece of paper and I put it in my little Japanese well.
Hiya!
Here he is. Maybe we just need to manifest you a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll build you one.
Yes, I want to build one. Can we do that?
Yeah.
I can do that.
He needs to have like a lot of swag. See, that's why I don't get anywhere. That's why I'm alone. There. Oh my God, I just had an epiphany.
You like bad boys.
Not bad boys. They just need to have swag. They need to be like...
like Swaggy Pete?
The fuck is Swaggy Pete? What the fuck is that? That sounds like somebody...
He's a basketball player.
Oh, God. No, definitely not.
We do not want to be a basketball player.
No, definitely not. Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
I really just want some, like, macho.
You want Macho Man Randy Savage?
Yes.
Yes, that's exactly what I in the Speedos and everything.
That is a dream.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's not what I want. I want like a man.
He's going to take care of you. Not?
Yeah, not financially. Yeah. But I need somebody like to step up.
Yeah.
Like somebody like I like men. Not like, maybe whatever you want. I'm too strong for that.
Yeah.
So I can't deal with that.
No, I don't like that either.
That really turns me off, actually.
You guys taking notes?
Whoever's listening. no, but seriously. No, but yeah, that's hard to find. That's really why I'm by myself. Because I meet some really good people.
You are by yourself because you and I have had this conversation 18,000 times. You are by yourself because this is not the time for you to have a relationship.
It's not the time.
This is the time for you to reflect and work on yourself.
Yeah.
And work on Us With Ready Available and work on Eva. Right now we do not have time for our boyfriend.
That's right. We have time to party.
Yay! So, meet us Friday night. Happy hour. You see, Amir and I, we drive Laura nuts.
We're insane. Insane. Insane.
No, but seriously.
We got a party.
You want to party with Cardi?
I want to party with Cardi.
I want to party with Cardi.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Okay.
We can do that. So thanks for the tips.
Wait. Oh, I was going to ask you a question.
What? Tell me. I want to know. Ask me.
So, like, what turns you off?
Oh, so many things. Want the list?
Mm-hmm.
Name it.
I hate people that have, like, poor manners.
Son of a bitch!
What?
Like, they curse?
No, like, just, like, that they don't have, like, manners.
Like, they don't know how to sit at a table, and they don't know which fork to use.
Yeah.
They don't know which...
your suit, or I think I mentioned this once. I don't like people that treat, like, wait staff, like...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about, like, they're walking in the street, and they have something in the throat, and they go, pooh! Like, they spit it
That's
out.
That's disgusting. Don't do that. Especially if we're on a date. Did you do that?
Did you do that?
No.
Oh, I was gonna say, you would not be sitting here right now.
Yeah. I like a man to be confident. I hate insecurity. Like, I hate guys that are, like, uber jealous because they're insecure.
Yeah.
That turns me off. I hate poor hygiene.
Oh, my God, yes.
You can't.
Smelly glasses.
Yeah, I don't like that shit. You better smell rich. Like, I like a guy
that smells like Don Juan, bro.
Like, a good cologne. Not, like, Cool Water 98.
Cool Water.
Curve.
I love Tommy Blue.
Tommy Blue!
Wow.
I love
Tommy
Blue. What else? Oh my God, there's so many things. I like a guy that's close to their mom. It's really important to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know what just happened, but yes, I'm going through my list of things that I like. Oh, I hate cheap people. I hate cheap people in general, not just men. Cheap.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
You can't be cheap.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you don't take money to the grave, so you might as well just spend it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying you gotta, like...
Right.
I'm not saying if you don't have it, spend it. But, I don't like people that, like, if we're going out with, like, a group of people, we're counting to the last penny. Like, it's just, like, bro.
Yeah, no, that's
don't
just,
go
that's
out.
Annoying.
Yeah, I hate
no,
that
just
shit.
Split it.
Right.
Okay. What else? Oh, so many things.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Book.
I know. I have like a lot of like requirements.
Fucking application.
I mean, I like a man that's both like book smart but street smart. Like,
yeah.
I can't like suckers.
That's really hard to find.
I know, girl, because usually the street ones are fast.
Mm-hmm. Or.
And the fast ones aren't good.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You used to date like a master degree guy.
She used to date me because I'm street smart and book smart.
I need to date
myself.
Gonna
date?
We're going to watch the Hallmark Channel. You, I don't know.
I don't know. You're going to sleep here in the guest room.
I'm not sleeping in the guest room. You're sleeping in the guest room.
How? There's no TV in here. How are we going to watch
the Hallmark
channel?
Fucking, you have phones.
Put them next to each other.
So we'll link the screen so it's just
like one.
One big one. You have an iPad.
You do. You have a computer.
There you go. Perfect. But you're not sleeping in that room. My fucking bed.
Okay.
I paid for it, woman.
See, I'm not cheap.
Well, I mean, I guess the mattress is yours, but the frame is mine.
What was that laugh? He never laughs like that, guy.
I don't understand what's going on.
I don't get it. So, yeah, there's just a lot of things. I could go on and on about this fucking list.
Don't be so hard.
bro, but I don't even like anybody.
I had a long list.
I don't like, you know when you, like, see somebody and you're like, damn.
Yeah.
I like this guy. I went on, like, in 4 years, I went on, well, clearly, we're not talking about relationship, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Right, just to get to know.
On a get to know, mm-hmm. I went on 2 dates that I was like, damn, I like this guy. And then once I, like, got to, like, clearly went past date one, but once I got to know them, we weren't on the same page, so it didn't work out.
Yeah, I hear that.
But I have not said that.
Do you remember their birthday?
One of them, yes.
Wow.
Is that bad?
I think he's impressed.
Are you impressed? One of them, yeah. The other one, I just remember the month. I don't remember the actual date. And then clearly,
I'm really bad with dates, so I had to get our wedding anniversary tattooed on my finger.
Okay.
Or else I would forget it.
Do you know it by heart?
Yeah, why not?
He's really good with dates.
Oh, are you? Oh, okay.
He's very good with dates. Not me.
When do we get married?
April 30th.
That's really weird that you said that.
Why?
Because someone I dated, the one that I remember his birthday is April 30th.
Wow.
Really?
He's the one for you.
Well, he's definitely not.
No. No, he's not.
No, he's definitely not.
April 30th is our anniversary. Yeah. Don't ask me our dating anniversary because I don't know.
I know. I remember stuff like that. I remember, like, my first boyfriend's dating anniversary.
Well, see, the problem is that...
Wow.
That Amir and I started dating basically, like, around the same time that me and my ex started dating. So I don't
remember the day. Around the same day. Time? What do you mean? It's just like, different year, you mean?
Yeah, like, different years.
Okay, because that sounded like they like both the started dating time. At the same time.
I'm like, wait, what? Two guys at the same time.
Those
like, what days are our anniversary?
I have rash.
So do I.
Calm down.
I'm like, look.
When's your anniversary?
Which one?
November.
Tell me the day.
Damn.
The 27th.
Are you telling me? Or you...
are you asking me?
I'm guessing.
You don't know for real?
No, because.
He could say anything right now.
Yeah, he could say whatever he wants.
And you're like, yes.
Because it's either the 26th or the 27th. I have no idea which one.
27th.
Okay. So me and my ex is the 26th.
Wow. Potato.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
But what does that mean? If you remember dates, does that matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
I don't know. Dates are just dates.
Listen,
I make it important in my life.
Yeah.
I think people, especially like some women, put a lot of emphasis on dates.
Yeah.
If we're like in a freaking like relationship and we're like celebrating at like year anniversaries, then yeah, I guess that's important. But like,
I don't know.
Like like your birthday, I hope.
Well, yeah, birthdays, yes. But yeah, like,
but I'm not
with, like,
gonna
year
remember
anniversaries.
Like,
yeah.
Oh my god,
like, this is the first
our
time
first
we
kids,
went to, like,
our first
yeah,
kiss anniversary.
I only remember. I only remember that for one person.
Wow.
Really?
Yes. Do you have to spell it?
No.
Oh my god! Yes. Yes.
Just a guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's time for us
time
to
go.
Thank you, Amir.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks.
You guys are the best in the West.
I can't.
That's terrible.
Guys, he's usually not like this. I promise.
He's definitely not. I don't know what's going on with him today, but
he got like stage fright when he saw the mic get plugged in.
No, next time we're gonna have like cameras so you can really see everything he did. Because it would have been bad. But thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yep. Ciao.
Ciao.
Peace. The
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.